This is Avis Berman recording Jim Sanborn on July 14th, 2009, for the GSA Archives of American Art Oral History Project in his house and studio in Washington, D.C. I start the same way with everybody. Would you please state your full name and date of birth?
Herbert James Sanborn, Jr., 11-14-45.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when did you, when and why did you adopt the name Jim Sanborn? Or is it James Sanborn?
No, it's Jim.
Okay.
And Mom, mm-hmm. from the earliest days, I guess it was Jimmy, then it was Jim, but I've always been known as Jim, not James. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, the press liked James better than Jim, so.
Mm-hmm. But you as an artist use Jim as
Jim exclusively.
Right. I mean, I'm assuming there's also the just not wanting to get confused with your father, who I guess is, was.
Well, he was actually Herb.
Right. Oh, okay.
Herbert.
Right. But if you were named Herbert, if, I mean, if you.
Right. But it was also, the, yeah, I was supposed to do that because, I mean, he was Herb or Sandy mm-hmm. Sanborn, so he was never James.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always distinct in that. Maybe
right.
that was the reason, sure.
Right. Well, also, if you were both Herbert, there would be, I mean.
Yeah, he's an artist as well, so
right.
you could definitely get confused.
Mm-hmm. And is your father still alive?
No.
Mm-hmm. What your father was Herbert James Sanborn, and what were his birth and death dates?
Yeah, boy, 1907, that's tough to say. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know my parents' birthdays.
Okay, well, we'll give it.
That he was born in 1907, I know that, but I don't know the date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's all right. When did he die?
Let's see, it would have been, let's see, it's tough. Let's see, he lived to be 89, so I wish I wrote some of these things down.
Well, that's all right, so.
So if it's 89 plus 07, so.
About 1996.
96, okay, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, and how about your mom? What was her full name?
Catherine Blood Sanborn.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. She was 3 years younger than my dad.
Mm-hmm. And is she still living?
No.
And when did she die?
2 years before my father.
Okay. And was that K-A-T-H?
K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
Okay. And do you have siblings?
None.
Okay. Well, I think it is, let's start with some of the dynamics of your household, and because it was clearly cultivated because your dad was an artist. And he was a printmaker, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, he started out as he went to the Art Students League in New York. Then he got a Pulitzer Traveling Fellowship and traveled all through Europe and Italy and Spain and was in Paris in 29 and has been interviewed by the American Art for that period.
Oh, great.
By someone like yourself, but 20 years ago, about his years in Paris.
So this is great. So I think, just laughing here, I think this is our first two Archives of American Art two-generation
right.
set of interviews.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he started out, I guess, as a painter and watercolorist and also a printmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became... he went in the military service and was in both the Navy and the Army doing their audiovisual material in World War II, and then left that to become the director, a museum director of the Davenport Art Museum, and then the Ogilvy Institute, where he ran a WPA program in painting for federal buildings, a public art program, and then he was the director of the Children's Museum in Queens, and then he became the exhibitions director of the Library of Congress here in D.C., where he stayed for 30 years, and that's what he did. And he was also the president of the American Institute of Graphic Arts, and a variety of other things.
Well,
painted and printmade, mm-hmm. print made every all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty impressive.